chasing stars. And you're always gonna fly away just because you know you can. Never gonna learn there's no such place as a Neverland. You don't understand, you'll never grow up. You're never gonna be a man. You're never gonna grow up. Yeah, you're never gonna be a man. Peter Pan.
Local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason.
It holds the potential of throwing the House Republican leadership into disarray. Florida GOP Congressman Matt Gaetz filing a resolution to remove Republican Kevin McCarthy as Speaker of the House. Gaetz is unhappy with McCarthy, who, with the help of Democrats, won approval of a stopgap spending bill to keep the government running for 45 days. Gaetz accuses McCarthy of deceit, while McCarthy says of the challenge, his words, "Bring it on." The next Republican presidential primary debate, the Trump camp says, forget about it.
Trump campaign senior advisors are calling on Republican Party officials to immediately cancel the upcoming debate in Miami, even though the former president is not planning to participate. The advisors said the GOP should end all future debates so the party can focus on and prevent Democrats' efforts to steal the 2024 election. The statement came on the same day an angry Donald Trump showed up for the start of a New York City trial in his fraud lawsuit. Greg Clugston, Washington.
And Mr. Trump expected back in court today in New York City. This is day two of the trial that the former president describes as a Democrat-orchestrated sham designed to keep him from devoting full attention to his presidential campaign.
This never happened before, where President of the United States leaves office and gets indicted. And the reason I got indicted was that I ran.
And he's still running a gauntlet of legal obstacles arrayed against him as he seeks to serve yet again. It was a fingerprint on a ransom note that New York State police say led them to the kidnapper of a 9-year-old girl. Rescued, she's now back with her family safe and sound. The 47-year-old suspect is under arrest and charges are pending. Wall Street, Dow futures down 2 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I'm Larry Jones. What does it take to live a long life? This is a critical question underpinning biomedical science today, and a new study is looking at what enables some of us to live exceptionally long lives, often with fewer age-related diseases and conditions. Dr. Sophia Millman is the principal investigator of the Superagers Family Study.
We're looking for as many people as possible who have celebrated their 95th birthdays, as well as an adult child and spouse. By providing 1 to 3 hours of time, study participants can help identify the inherited as well as lifestyle factors that slow aging and protect against its related diseases.
Only about 1 in every 1,000 people in the U.S. is older than 95, so it is important to learn from these super agers.
All identities will remain hidden, and the results will inform current and future research teams working to develop new therapies to help us all live healthier longer. Those interested will also be provided with some ancestry information if they choose to receive it.
Participation is easy. Just go to superagerstudy.org.
Turkey launches a series of raids in the wake of a deadly bombing.
Police have detained over 60 people across Turkey in a sweep targeting people with alleged links to Kurdish militants days after a suicide bomb attack in the Turkish capital. The interior minister says police carried out raids in 16 Turkish provinces, detaining dozens suspected of being part of what's referred to as the intelligence structure of the outlawed Kurdistan Workers' Party, or PKK. Around 12 other suspects have been rounded up in a separate operation in 5 provinces. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Armenian parliament has voted to join the International Criminal Court, which earlier this year indicted Russia's Putin for war crimes related to the deportation of children from Ukraine. The move is likely to further strain Armenia's deteriorating relations with its ally Russia, which last month called Armenia's drive to join the ICC an unfriendly step. News and analysis, townhall.com. Vice President Harris will do the honors when LaFonza Butler is sworn in this week to serve in the U.S. Senate.
California Governor Gavin Newsom selected the longtime abortion advocate to fill the seat vacated last week with the passing of longtime California Senator Dianne Feinstein. The 44-year-old Butler makes history as the first black lesbian and the first LGBTQ person to represent California in the upper chamber. She's only the third black woman elected to the Senate. She'll be sworn in by Kamala Harris, who also represented California there until she left to become U.S. Vice President in 2021. Bob Agner reporting.
The National Zoo's three giant pandas are set to return to China in early December with no signs that the 50-year-old exchange agreement that was struck by President Nixon will continue. Now, China appears to be gradually pulling back its pandas from Western zoos as their agreements expire. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's a look at your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, we'll have sunny to partly cloudy skies with high temperatures warming up to 80. South winds a bit breezy, increasing to 10 to 15. Then for tonight, mostly cloudy, chance for some late night showers, a low of 62. Scattered showers and storms on Wednesday, a cooler high of 68. That cooling trend continues on Thursday with a chance for some more showers developing back to a high of 60. Friday, only expecting upper 40s with rain likely. And even into your Saturday, chance for some early day showers, high of 46. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now, it's 62.
I'm a lost cause. Jason Aldean, it's Try That in a Small Town. It's Justin. Thanks for hanging with me today. And Megan Maroney, you know, I'm curious to see what she's got to follow this one up because I like her as an artist. Here's that Tennessee Orange.
98Q Country. Online at 98QCountry.com.
Here at 98Q Country. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Tuesday edition here. We're into the month of October. Good to be back after a day off yesterday on this Tuesday, October. Hang on, let me put the calendar here. There we go. It only took me 3 days. Tuesday, October 3rd. One final blast of summer today, and then that might be it for a while. I mean, it's not going to get crazy, 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 crazy cold, but we're going to see temperatures go from, 80 or so to probably some 60s for tomorrow and maybe Wednesday. And temperatures may struggle to get even out of the 40s as we get into later in the week and the weekend. So if you enjoy the warmth, if you enjoy the humidity, today would be a day to get that lawn chair, plop it right in the middle of whatever you got going on outside and take it in. 59 is our temperature right now, and it's going to be a breezy day today with that wind out of the south at 15 and gusting over 30 at times today. So the leaves are going to take a hit here today. They are going to take a hit with that wind blowing around today. 81 the high. Let's find out what's going on. It's Brewer Playoff Baseball Day today. Let's find out what's happening around the Badger State. Wisconsin Radio Network, News and Sports Minute.
The Brewers open the Major League Baseball Wild Card Playoffs tonight against Arizona, but they'll be without Game 2 starter Brandon Woodruff. I'm Bill Scott with Sports. He'll miss the series due to a shoulder injury.
It sucked, man. We got a good clubhouse, and I want to be a part of that. And, you know, sitting here now, I may not, so that's the hard part. But you know, we got a good group, and, you know, I think we'll be fine, and I'll be right in the middle of it.
Brewers won the National League Central with a 92-70 record to earn their spot in the postseason. Arizona claimed the third and final National League wild card spot despite losing their last four games. Corbin Burns gets the starting nod for the Brewers in the first game tonight. Seahawks sacking Daniel Jones 11 times last night, crushing the Giants 24-3. Seattle now 3-1. Colts running back Jonathan Taylor will resume practicing with the team this week. The Colts would have up to 21 days to elevate Taylor to the active roster. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. Big numbers for Bucky. Total campus enrollment at UW-Madison is 50,662. That's the first time it's topped 50,000, according to numbers released by the university on Monday. Wisconsin's charter school program is getting more federal funding. The U.S. Department of Education awarding $58 million in grants to Wisconsin's private charter schools. The five-year program aimed at creating new schools and ensuring current ones remain up to date on training and certification. West Dallas police say a 9-year-old boy was critically injured when he was struck by a drunk driver while crossing a street on Sunday. A 72-year-old man has been taken into custody. You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network.
Wisconsin is facing an unprecedented threat, a constitutional crisis that would overrule the votes of nearly 2 million Wisconsinites who voted in the state Supreme Court election this past April. It's a threat made by some extremist Republicans who are desperate to overturn a fair and democratic election so they can hold on to power. Instead of focusing on the issues we really care about, they are threatening to illegally impeach Justice Janet Protasiewicz without evidence before she's even ruled on a single case. Removing Justice Janet Protasiewicz from office would threaten our democracy and overrule the will of the people. But it's not too late to protect your vote and stand up for the rule of law. Tell your state legislators not to overturn the results of an election. Tell them to oppose the illegal impeachment of Justice Janet Protasiewicz. Contact your state legislators at 1-800-362-9472. Then visit defendjustice.us to learn more about how you can help stop the illegal impeachment of Justice Janet. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Medicare open enrollment starts October 15th. Countless mailers and TV commercials will tell you you're missing out on some benefits. But don't be tricked into an Advantage plan you don't need or that doesn't cover your current medication. Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol can help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Visit Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol online at smpwi.org.
Farmers and ranchers have a lot of choices to make. When it comes to your crop insurance needs, the team at Ag Country Farm Credit Services can simplify it all for you. Ag Country's Optimum tool will compare thousands of options based on information from your farm, which will then be used to find the right policy for your operation. Ask about the Optimum tool by contacting your local Ag Country office. Ag Country, focused on ag, focused on you.
The next time you buy a cart full of groceries, make that car payment, or write that big mortgage check, ask yourself, what would my family do if I wasn't there to buy those groceries, make that payment, or write that check? If you didn't like the answer, ask a State Farm agent about life insurance and start getting some answers you will like. Welcome to that place where doing it for them meets doing it today. Get started by contacting State Farm agent Diana Skowinski, Highway 13, Park Falls.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's a look at your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, we'll have sunny to partly cloudy skies with high temperatures warming up to 80. South winds a bit breezy, increasing to 10 to 15. Then for tonight, mostly cloudy, chance for some late night showers, a low of 62. Scattered showers and storms on Wednesday, a cooler high of 68. That cooling trend continues on Thursday with a chance for some more showers developing back to a high of 60. Friday, only expecting upper 40s with rain likely. And even into your Saturday, chance for some early day showers, high of 46. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now it's 62.
Now scanning the country music playlist.
Bury me in Georgia.
I die young.
I'm a lost cause.
Your next auditory experience has been selected.
98Q Country.
I was no daddy's dream, was not your mama's prayer, but I was your first and your last ticket out of there. I caught your wings on fire when I smoked my Bronco tires out of that town. I'm good at rolling dice, no good at standing still. You're like a thought of chasing life instead of dollar bills. We're living reckless, nothing to catch us, baby, but the ground.
Online at 98qcountry.com.
Put your boots on, baby, we can do that. Girl, cut a little loose, you can move that. Move.
favorites, your classics, your country. 98Q Country.
Beating time is a losing fight, and I guess I'm doing all right. Oh. to see this evening, and God only knows when I'll see you again. Just send a fax or send me a letter or give me a call, that would even be better. Give the kids a kiss for me and say hello to the family and tell them all my future's looking bright. Well, I miss him, but I'm doing all right. I said I miss him, but I'm doing all right.
Jody Messina there at 98Q Country. Oh, we're all excited. Even if you're not a huge baseball fan, playoff baseball is always exciting, and we'll have Brewer playoff baseball. 5:30 is what they tell us the pregame will be. First pitch at about 6:05. Brewers, Arizona, all three games, if necessary. It's a best of three, so if the Brewers or Arizona win the first two, they won't play the third one. So today, 6:05 first pitch. Tomorrow, 6:05. Thursday may change if some other series end, but right now Thursday is scheduled for 6:05 start. And we've got them all for you right here on the radio. I'll check the I believe it's ESPN2. Don't hold me to that, but I believe it's ESPN2 that the Brewers are on TV. And I'm not sure about Bally's. I'm not sure if you get it there too. I know you'll get it right here, of course, on 98Q Brewer Playoff Baseball. We're all excited for that. 5:30, we'll get the pregame going today.
Now at Menards, save big money on your next project with 11% off everything. Give any room a fresh look with Mohawk Flooring. Mohawk Tile includes ceramic, porcelain, and mosaic glass tiles to fit any decor. Clean Protect Point Park Collection floor and wall tiles protect against bacteria. Just $159 each after 11% rebate. Get 11% off everything now at Menards. Good through October 8th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Wisconsin is facing an unprecedented threat. A constitutional crisis that would overrule the votes of nearly 2 million Wisconsinites who voted in the state Supreme Court election this past April. It's a threat made by some extremist Republicans who are desperate to overturn a fair and democratic election so they can hold on to power. Instead of focusing on the issues we really care about, they are threatening to illegally impeach Justice Janet Protasiewicz without evidence before she's even ruled on a single case. Removing Justice Janet Protasiewicz from office would threaten our democracy and overrule the will of the people. But it's not too late to protect your vote and stand up for the rule of law. Tell your state legislators not to overturn the results of an election. Tell them to oppose the illegal impeachment of Justice Janet Protasiewicz. Contact your state legislators at 1-800-362-9472. Then visit defendjustice.us to learn more about how you can help stop the illegal impeachment of Justice Janet. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Here's a look at your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, we'll have sunny to partly cloudy skies with high temperatures warming up to 80. South winds a bit breezy, increasing to 10 to 15. Then for tonight, mostly cloudy, chance for some late night showers, a low of 62. Scattered showers and storms on Wednesday, a cooler high of 68. That cooling trend continues on Thursday with a chance for some more showers developing back to a high of 60. Friday, only expecting upper 40s with rain likely. And even into your Saturday, chance for some early day showers, high of 46. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Currently 61 degrees.
Introducing...
This is Eric Church.
The notes and the words and the songs I sing to the ones doing life with me.
Your station is great. I love you guys.
98Q Country.
Both ends, keeping alive.
What could I even think about?
Online at 98qcountry.com.
I ain't rich, but I damn sure wanna be. Working like a dog all day ain't working for me. I wish I had a rich uncle that'd kick the bucket and I was sitting on a pile like Warren Buffett. I know everybody says money can't buy happiness, but it can buy me a boat. It can buy me a truck to pull it. It can buy me a Yeti 110 ass down with some silver bullets. Yeah, and I know what they say, money can't buy everything. Well, maybe so, but it can buy me a boat.
Buy me a boat at 98Q Country. All right, 61 on our way to 80, 81 today, and that'll be it for the really hot, humid stuff. We're going to see a windy day today. The leaves are definitely going to take a hit. This would be a good day to go fluff up all those leaves in your yard and then watch them blow into your neighbor's yard. And then you look the other way, and then your neighbor over there is blowing. It won't work, is what I'm saying. But the leaves are going to be blowing around today. Wind gusts well over 30 miles an hour at times here today. We have a lot going on. We have a lot going on. Got Brewer playoff baseball today, tomorrow, maybe Thursday. High school football back on the air Friday night with another doubleheader. Back-to-back games on Friday night. And then hopefully more Brewer playoff baseball this weekend. If they can win the series, then they'll be in action right away again this weekend for the divisional series. So we have all that coming up. We got some words of wisdom to get this Tuesday, the 3rd of October, off and moving. Focus on the Family is brought to you by Park Pharmacy.
There are a lot of lies about divorce, but one of the biggest is that ending your marriage will fix everything. And the truth is, most couples who divorce, instead of working through their problems, suffer deep regret. Terry Orbach is a research professor at the University of Michigan, and she identified the top five things divorced couples regret not having done more of while they were still together, things that might have saved their marriage. Here they are. A lot of couples say, I should have done more to boost my ex-spouse's mood. Encouraging and affirming your spouse can accomplish a lot. One study found that husbands and wives who expressed love and affection were twice as likely to stay married. Simple gestures of kindness can have a tremendous impact on a marriage. Buy some flowers, write love notes to each other, and look for the humorous side of life. The next regret couples point to is, I should have gotten over the past. Couples travel a lot of miles together through life, and it's inevitable that they'll make poor choices at some point. It's the couples who can't forgive past hurts that grow bitter and resentful, and who walk away from their marriages. Talk it out with each other, with a trusted friend, or if necessary, speak with a professional counselor. I'll talk about three more regrets that divorced couples have, including the most significant one, on my next visit with you. Until then, help your marriage thrive by visiting FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
The United States Constitution guarantees every American fundamental rights and protection of life, liberty, and property. Salem is celebrating our founding document with a special offer, a 1953 Oman U.S. Constitution lithograph. To understand the value of these lithographs is to know the story. A master lithographer immigrant named Theodore Oman came to this country to find the American dream. 70 years ago, in 1953, Oman printed a limited number of these exceptional Constitution lithographs. Go to SalemEventsStore.com to read Oman's entire story. America's most important document stands as a testament to all Americans to maintain their liberties, freedoms, and inalienable rights. Buy it and display it proudly. Buy a gift for your family and friends and for all the teachers in your communities. There is a limited number, so act today. Go to SalemEventsStore.com to get your exclusive 1953 Oman U.S. Constitution lithograph while supplies last. That's SalemEventsStore.com.
Your Health Mart Pharmacy in Park Falls, Park Pharmacy, can be trusted to handle all your prescription needs. Your Health Mart pharmacists take the time to get to know you and explain your medications. When you need a prescription filled, come to Park Pharmacy, your Health Mart pharmacy, who has a personal commitment to their community. They care for you and about you. That's Park Pharmacy, downtown Park Falls.
Here's a look at your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, we'll have sunny to partly cloudy skies with high temperatures warming up to 80. South winds a bit breezy, increasing to 10 to 15. Then for tonight, mostly cloudy, chance for some late night showers, a low of 62. Scattered showers and storms on Wednesday, a cooler high of 68. That cooling trend continues on Thursday with a chance for some more showers developing back to a high of 60. Friday, only expecting upper 40s with rain likely. And even into your Saturday, chance for some early day showers, high of 46. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Currently 61 degrees.
Here we go.
Hey, what's up, you guys? This is Darius Rucker.
So great.
98 Q Country.
Life is shattered.